News media company Stuff is this morning making a very public apology for the way it's portrayed Māori over many years. Through an internal investigation, Tā Mātou Pono, Our Truth, the organisation has examined its output all the way back to first editions. Stuff is today issuing an apology to Māori and admitting that the monocultural nature of its journalism has not served the country well. Carmen Parahi is Stuff's Pōtiaki editor and is with us now. Kia ora.
Oh, tēnā koe, Susie.
So, you took on to do this investigation. What did you think you'd find?
We weren't sure. We knew there may have been issues. We didn't really understand the history of our papers. So when we all started looking back, we started to see very similar themes. Mainly all of our papers were set up by settlers for settlers. And what we started to realise as we tracked from those early beginnings all the way to now was that that lens hadn't changed very much. And so what we were seeing is when you look through a single lens at something, everything else falls to the side of that lens. And instead of having a multicultural lens that better reflects how New Zealand looks today, we've continued with that very singular Pākehā monocultural lens. And it's done a disservice to Māori. Because Māori were the first people here. They were being reported on right from the start as being different to the settlers of those that set up those papers. And also, as we track through the history, what we saw, particularly around Ngā Pākanga o Te Whenua, so the New Zealand land wars, we saw our papers side with the government and take Crown's position against Māori. Even though they said that they would hold the power to account, which is really awesome because that's what we're supposed to do, but they never, we saw a few examples. So I'm not going to say it was all bad reporting, but we did. Most of the reporting was on the side of the Crown.
Mm. So that was, I guess, a long time ago, and a lot has changed since then. But you're saying perhaps the focus hasn't. Is this essentially today? Is it almost more of a starting point than an end point?
It is, for us, it is. It's putting a Pōtiaki, this is the work we call it, we're giving the work we're doing a name, it's Pōtiaki, so we're the guard post, so we're putting the Pō into the ground to let New Zealand know that we will do better, that we will hold the powerful to account. But at the same time, that Pō there is there for us to look at it and remind ourselves that we need to continue to hold ourselves to account in the way we do our journalism and who we represent and how we represent everyone. So this is, yes, our apology is to Māori because we've covered them from day one, right? But this is also an apology for all people that we may have marginalised through this very singular way of looking at the world and doing our journalism. The Pacifica peoples, refugees, our Muslim community, which we've been talking about today, we've got a role and what happened today when we were talking about how we viewed the Muslim people in New Zealand.
How does this all sit then with the current journalism at Stuff? I mean, I was looking, for example, at an article that came out yesterday about Oranga Tamariki, the anatomy of an uplift, and that would seem to have a very white focus or white point of view. So how much is actually changing?
Well, we've got to have a multicultural view. So Pākehā have views as well, and Māori and Pacifica and all these and all peoples, right?
Yeah, but it involved a Pacifica child. I guess that's why I'm asking you now. You're talking about the apologies to Māori, but we have to look at all, all the people in New Zealand. It's a very white-centric piece about a Pacifica family.
Yeah, and those are things that we have to work through. So we will not get every story right, but there's nothing wrong with that story at all because what's your concern about that story?
Well, do you know the story I mean?
Yeah, I actually haven't read it, so what's your concern about it?
Well, we can't really discuss it unless you go away and read it, but it seems to have a very Pākehā focus, and some of the people who are not interviewed are perhaps not wanting to be interviewed for a reason, but it's about a Pacifica family and it seems to have a very white lens on it. And this is the day that you're saying we want to stop doing that, but this was something that Stuff published yesterday.
Right. Well, I don't know that story, so I can't talk to it. But we will be able to look at those stories. And as a whole, it's about what we deliver across the board as well. So we will look at stories like that and see if there is any issue with it. But I don't think there is, because I know that the reporter that did that story, and she is Pacifica. So she has a Pacifica perspective on it.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Kia ora, Carmen Parahi there from Stuff.